Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. My name is Cap Brown and I'm the executive director for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And you know, this is Memorial Day weekend, and many of you all probably have some fun plans to celebrate the long vacation. It might be going to a parade or a memorial service to honor and remember those who have served our country. And we don't want to forget the significance of that weekend. You know, we talked about that last week, and if you'd like, you can go out to pebblesoftruth.com and download it. But Bruce, today we're putting together a little different twist on today.
Yeah, Cap, our pebble of truth for today is our God is a memory-making God. He's established many memorial ceremonies to help us, his people, remember his mighty works. Remember the rainbow, where God said he would never destroy the earth again with a universal flood, or the Passover, which was a holy feast that was a day filled with imagery that forced parents to explain to their children God's deliverance out of the bondage of Egypt into the promised land. And it also gave us a foretelling of God's plan of salvation for you and me. And then probably one of the more prominent ones is Joshua, where they crossed the Jordan River, and he commanded the people of Israel to take some stones out of the riverbed there and to erect a monument to commemorate where the Ark of the Covenant crossed the Jordan River. Do you remember what those stones were called?
Lord, here I raise my Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
As the old hymn goes.
That's right. And those memorials were built so that children would ask the question, why are these stones here? And it would force moms and dads to tell them the story of God's deliverance and how he brought them into the promised land. And you know, Jesus set up a memorial for us as well, the cup and the bread, the what we call communion, and he said for us to do this in remembrance of him until he comes again, so that we would continue to tell the story, to be reminded. You seeing a pattern here?
Yeah, God doesn't want us to forget. He wants parents to tell their children about all the great things that he's done.
That's exactly right. God has commanded us, his people, to create visual reminders to keep us telling the redemptive story to our children. Why? Because he wants us to remember. And that implies that we would tend to forget. So memorials are built in the present to help us celebrate and commemorate things that have taken place in the past, so that those who come along in the future will be able to remember the people and events who have impacted them today. And that's our job as parents, to help our children remember what God has done in the lives of our families. So a question for us today becomes, what are some of the Ebenezers in your family history? What are some of the things in your home that remind us of God's story? You know, something a little bit related to this, I was visiting a family and they had a beautiful garden. And throughout the garden, I would see stones with dates and names painted on them, a piece of driftwood with something carved in it. And I said to the host, you know, the stones here tell a story, don't they? And he smiled and said, yes, on each vacation trip we take, every one of our children would bring home an artifact, a rock, a piece of wood, a shell, and then we paint the year on it and the place and put them here in the garden. So every time we stroll, we can remember our trip to Yellowstone or Yosemite or Ocean City, and we remember.
That's a great idea.
It really was. And it got me thinking, you know, what could be some visual reminders that we place inside of our homes? Photographs, family Bibles, pieces of art, things that will help us tell the story to our children of how God has worked in our lives. You know, maybe telling a bedtime story, holding the old family Bible and reminding them about the spiritual legacy that they've received and from their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, or maybe a photo of someone God has used to make an impact on their life. And, you know, Karen and I have put together memory books of each of our boys and how God has worked in their lives, so all weaving the story of God's faithfulness into the life of our family. Whether we're first-generation believers or 25th, you know, legacies need to be remembered and shared.
And we'll post some more of these ideas up on the web at pebblesoftruth.com.
But let's remember today that God is a memory-making God. He never wants us to forget all that he has done for us. So be thinking about some ways that you can build some visual memorials to his faithfulness in your homes. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.